Once again, we want to welcome all of you to our second service. If you're free on Saturday, come for first service. I mean, can we thank the Lord that our weekend already changed? Okay, man. Isn't that awesome, church? That, you know, after 10 years of praying, I didn't really pray, Pastor Rajan prayed. He said, 10 years of praying, you know, he said, you know, that the weekend have changed. It's something have shifted, you know, in the spirit realm. You know, we are no longer, we are considered a secular state, which is an alignment unto the gospel. Now the gospel can be freely preached on Saturday without any hindrances. Amen? Isn't that good? Come on, let's give the Lord a mighty clap for that. Come on. We want to welcome all of you here for the first time, second time, and third time, and some new faces here. Samuel's parents are here too. Yeah, Samuel Morgan, Uncle Morgan, good to see you. It's been a long time. You look the same. Good to see you. Welcome back to church. Keep coming. You know, we want to just welcome all of you. This morning, I was asking the Lord, what is the word that you want to release? Before I release the word and preach, how many of you want to see miracles, you know, captured in a camera? Five people. Instagram, you all want to see, but miracle don't want to see. Anyway, I was in Lahad Datu, you know, the most upper part of Sabah, and the Lord did something really powerful in Lahad Datu. Are you guys ready to roll the video? This is an instant miracle the Lord did. I want you to look at this and give the Lord all the glory.
And then when we are praying, and he responded.
Now he's responding,
and the face.
So, sublimely, can I respond?
As in just now, it's yellow, very yellow, and wow. The eyes is like white. But just now, pray, you see, when we speak, Nathan, he responds.
Come on, raise your hands.
Mari kita doa untuk anak Nathan ini. Dia ada lubang dalam jantung dia. Sembuh.
Yes, put up that liver right now. Sebelum ni kita boleh respon. Nathan, you gonna preach the gospel?
Yeah. Nathan akan berkhotbah.
Thousands will come to know Jesus today.
Ramai akan percaya kepada Yesus.
Lord, we just release healing over him. Heal in Jesus' mighty name.
Sembuhkan Nathan. Mujizat berlaku.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the first day, second day, third day, fourth day. Look at the face. On the first, fourth day, on the left. Is that amazing? Well, no, let me give you a context. You know what happened? They brought the baby as a last resort to the meeting, you know. The doctor had given up, big hole in the heart. And the baby was not responding. The face was blue, black, and yellowish. You know, when we were releasing the power of God came on that baby, and the baby started responding. And I saw in another picture they showed, they said the baby is completely healed right now. Isn't Jesus amazing? Come on, isn't Jesus amazing? He's a miracle working God, amen. When I begin to sense what God is doing, you know, it's something that is an extraordinary miracle. No, it's not like there's a difference between healing and miracle. Healing and miracle. When God does miracle like this, I pay attention to what God is saying. What God is saying. God, what are you saying prophetically over the body of Christ, over the church? And I was praying this morning for us and all those who are here, the next couple of minutes, I was hearing the word. And I really felt the Lord was saying, this month is a very significant month. I said, why is it so significant, October? And then the Lord gave me Joshua chapter 10. Don't turn first, look at me. Joshua chapter 10, where Joshua... Joshua saw one of the most powerful intervention of the Lord over his life. You know, to give you a context, this is the season where Joshua is winning so many battles. Then he comes to a point where he takes over the Gibeon city, and they partner with Joseph and Joshua and against Joshua. There's another five armies, you know, nations were coming against him. That another five. They partnered as an ally and coming against Joshua. And Joshua now winning, God began to give him success after success after success. And now here is the point that he is at the place of a success and the enemy were coming, you know, against him. You know, and this is the one of the most powerful miracle the Lord did. You know, in this war, right, they were fighting. And what happens is, church, catch this principle. While they were fighting, you know, the sun started going down. Okay, when it started going down, the enemy was coming against Israel. What Joshua needed that moment was the sun to stand still for a moment. The sun to stand still for a moment for him to finish what God had told him to do. For him to win the battle, all right? And you know, the scripture says, you know, in Joshua chapter 12, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon. And moon in the valley of, I call this Ai, Ai, you know. And the sun, the sun stood what? Still. And the moon stopped till the people have had revenge upon their enemies. Exactly this month, 3,100 over years ago, that's where this incident happened, in October actually. The scientific, you know, the science, you know, the historian, you know, they trace back the date. How could that be? And they trace back the dates and the history, whatever. And they say, whatever happened on that day where the sun stood still for an hour or so, it is so legit, it's true that it has an impact on the system of the solar system or whatever. And as I was praying this morning and I was meditating on this, and I really felt the Lord was saying, you know, it's, you know, from 24 hour, Israel experienced the 25th hour of the Lord, where the 24 is the normal hours of a mankind. Listen to me, this is a prophetic word. 24 is a what? Is the hour of the man. But Joshua experienced, listen to this carefully, Joshua experienced the 25th hour of the Lord. The 25th hour of the Lord is a supernatural time of the Lord. 25th hour of the Lord is where God stopped everything on behalf of the people of Israel. The 25th hour is an added hour in the history of the mankind. There's never been an hour that was ever added in the 24 hour. 24 hour is the hour where that is unexpected move of God begin to experience, people begin, of Israel begin to experience. 24 hours symbolize where God will stop everything in order for Joshua to win the battle. 24 hours is a divine intervention. 24 hours is a time of a shifting and transition. 24 hours is an unexpected grace of God over people of Israel. This morning, I want to let you know, I sense in my heart, 2025 is going to be our sun stand still moment for many of us. 2025, I sense what God is preparing for us. 2025, we're going to see extraordinary intervention of the Lord in our daily life. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a mighty clap. Come on. This is the hour of God's favor. This is the hour when you thought it was just 24, God is going to add 25 in your calculation. Amen. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. When you thought, God, this is the way of man, this is the way that it always been before, God is about to add another one unto you. Amen. And what God is inviting for us is to partner with the Lord. The scripture says, right, Joshua began to tell the Lord. Joshua is the one who told the Lord, Lord, I need another hour. Lord, I need the 25 intervention. I need that 25 moment in my life. Why? Because the enemy is coming, God. But I need your help, Lord. I need you to come through for me. And what I sense, God always look for a man to respond, to partner with him, with heaven, and release heaven on the earth. We need to partner with the Lord in this season. Amen. We need to hear what the Lord is saying. You know, how did Joshua come to that place of confidence with God that he's able to tell God, you need to add another 25 hours for me. Amen. Church, amen. How did Joshua arrive to that kind of, listen to my word carefully, friendship with God? How did he come to that kind of revelation of God? If he was us, Vicky, 24 hours finished, let's go for the next day. Human reasoning. But Joshua had a place of knowing God that was so extraordinary that 24 became 25. Church, I sense in my heart this morning, God wants us to be in that place in a friendship with God that we are able to see miracles, signs, and wonder in our life that will change the course of history of this city. Amen. It just takes one man to do that. God is looking for that partnership. Here's the thing, right? That just doesn't happen like that. It needs a man to walk with God. A man that knows the ways of God. A man who knows how God works. What are you supposed to say? And he will respond. How do I catch his heart? How do I become a man that knows his heart, what he's doing, and I'm able to partner with him and, you know, prophesy and prophesy those things that doesn't exist into being? Amen. We are a miracle working people. Amen. We are a people who believe in divine intervention of the Lord. And I want to set a stage for 2025. We're going to talk more about the prophetic word and so on. But I believe God is looking for us that we will have faith to believe that 25 moment is going to come over us, over our family, over our church, and all of a sudden. If you believe it, say amen. What does that translate, church? When God adds, no one can minus it. When God's going to add, no one can minus over your life. Amen. When God blesses us, no, you will add no sorrow in your blessings. Amen. When God steps into the picture, everything changes, church. When God stepped into your marriage, there's breaking. When God stepped into the picture of the city that doesn't believe in God, if God stepped into your investment, if God steps into your school, if God would step into your construction work, what happens? You will experience the 25th hour of the Lord, the supernatural working power of God. But how did Joshua come to this place? We hear the miracle. This is what happened. And the message tonight, this morning, I wanna quickly just run through this. From the beginning of Joshua's life, he was a man who knew how to build an altar before God. He was a man who knew how to build an altar and be in the presence of God. For time's sake, we're not going to go through all the scriptures. There's a scripture the Bible says in Exodus, Moses will go up to mountain to hear God face to face. But Joshua, you know, he dwelt in the tent. Joshua dwelt in the tent, getting familiar with the presence of God. Church, we have 3 more months to go. Three more months to go. This is what I feel the Lord was asking us to do. Ask my people to build their altar. Ask my people to build their altar. You see, in Exodus 10, chapter 20, verse 24, this is what the Lord, you know, began to tell Moses, you know, build an altar of the earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it burnt offerings and your peace offering, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. God says, build an altar for me. Where there is an altar of the Lord, there God will command his blessings. Where there is an altar of the Lord, there is the presence of God. Where there is altar of the Lord, there you will see God's favor over your life. Altar life. You look at the life of Abraham. I'm just going to give you a bit of a context here. You know, when God spoke to Abraham, say, Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I'll make you a man, you know, that will be, you know, you will multiply, you know, like the stars on the sky. And this is what Abraham responded. He said, God, I will make an altar unto you, Lord. The Bible says he made an altar and, you know, a burnt sacrifice unto the Lord. What was Abraham's, you know, what was he doing? You know, altar is a place where you meet with God. Altar is a place where you meet with God and you begin to tell God what he have promised to you. Altar is a place that, you know, it's a place where you remind God what he told you. That's what I believe Abraham did. You know, when God gave him a promise, he didn't see the promise yet. He didn't see the fulfillment of the promise yet. But here's what he did, church. He built an altar, invited the God who, you know, who promised to him and say, you know, probably he said, I know, Lord, you will do this for me. Amen. Altar is a place where you make God known. The place where you tell God, this is who you are, God. Amen. That's the prayer. That's the place where God is inviting us next couple of months. That now, before we enter 2025, that you will build an altar and make him known in your altar. You begin to declare how good he is. How amazing he is, church. Do you know you are at the right time, at the right place in God? God doesn't make mistake. You are not an accident. You are not a, you know, you are not just, you know, just happened like that. He opened the door for you. Last 10 months, he opened the door for you. He took you to the place of favor. Many, all of us are breathing alive in this place. That is God's goodness in our life. You know, this is what altar means, that you go before God and tell him back. You say, Lord, this is what you did for me, God. This is who you are, God. This is the name that is above. When you begin to lift up the Lord in that place of altar, when you begin to tell God, Lord, you did this, you did this, you did this. You know what you'll do? You know, it'll be a pleasing to God's eyes. Amen. I want you to look at Genesis. Can you guys put that scripture for me, please? Genesis 8, 20 to 20, 21. You know, Noah builds, you know, how many of you know the story of Noah, you know, obeys the Lord and he builds an, you know, builds an ark. And here is coming out of this whole messy animal field ark. You know, the first thing I will do is like, let's get out from here quick, you know, with the elephant and all this thing smelly, you know, all this stuff. But what Noah does, he gets out of the ark. And the Bible says Noah, you know, he built an altar dedicated to the Lord. And then he selected ritually clean animals and birds and every species and offered them as a burnt sacrifice on the altar. Next verse, please. What happened when he set up an altar in his life, and the Lord smelled the sweet fragrance of Noah's offering. His heart was what? This is the secret. Joshua stirred the heart of God. Noah stirred the heart of God. Maybe it wasn't God's heart for him to promise that, to say that I will never curse the earth again. Maybe that wasn't even God's heart. Because Noah set an altar before the Lord, he influenced God's heart. He began to speak something. God began to release blessing over the earth because of the altar. When you build the altar in your life, church, what happens? The thing that, you know, not supposed to be there, like things that shouldn't happen in your life, God will release protection over you and over your family. Amen. The altar of the Lord is a place where you meet with God. It's a place of a prayer, place where you commune with the Lord. It's a place where you come alone with God. It's a place that you meet you and God. You and God. I pray, church, next couple of weeks that you will develop me and God moments over your life. That you will develop an altar of God. Every morning you wake up, you know, even in your own alone places, you will build an altar before the Lord that it may be pleasing in the eyes of God. How many of you want to please the Lord? 1, 2, 3. The rest of you are quite rebellious. Huh? No, just kidding. Joking. Just joking. Just to wake you up. When you build the altar, God will never let you go through that situation again. God never wanted, you know, Noah and his people to go through the same situation. Are you in a stuck place with your finance? Are you in a stuck place in your emotions? Is there places in your life you feel stuck? You need to build an altar that can touch the heart of God. Amen. You need to build an altar before. Do you feel like you're at the same place? Gosh, I'm going around and around with that. You know, I'm living by 20 ringgit, 100 ringgit, 1,000. Are you in the same cycle? You need to build an altar before the Lord and call upon the name of Jesus, and He will answer you and give the blessing and the breakthrough that you need, church. Amen. Altar is so key, church. Because before the Lord, you know, before the Lord, the Lord brought, you know, the whole concept or even the whole revelation of tabernacle. How many of you know, in the Old Testament, you know, they put up a tabernacle as a symbol that God will come and dwell and rest in that place. Tabernacle, tabernacle. Everybody say tabernacle. Tabernacle is a place the people of Israel will gather and the glory of God will come. One high priest will go into the tabernacle to make offering to the Lord so that they can hear the voice of the Lord. You know, before the tabernacle were ever introduced, you know, God, you know, asked His people to set up altar first. It was the when you restore the altar of your personal life, the altar of your family, the altar of your work, the altar of your school, what happened is God will move us into a greater manifestation of His glory and His power. Amen. It's the altar. And the altar of the Lord is so powerful because it is not just a place where you just pray. Altar in the Bible, if you look at it, the word always goes back. The altar is a place you meet with God. And I sense that many of you tonight, this morning, God wants you to build altar that He wants to meet with you. He wants to meet with you. That thing in your life that shouldn't be there, if you're struggling with that, you just need to meet with God. Amen. You just need to sit with the Lord, and God is able to take that away. Amen. God wants us. How many of you know God's plans for us is always progressive? Amen. What is progressive? You go from glory to glory. We go from faith to faith. We go from miracles to, we go from grace to, we go from blessing to, we go from it's just a progressive will of God. God's will for us is always free. Is there any way that you feel stuck? Is there any way you feel, gosh, I'm stuck here? Build an altar before the Lord. Amen. Build a personal altar. Number one, God wants us to build a personal altar. Is your altar burning with the fire? Is your altar burning with fire, or you are depending on somebody else's altar for you to hear from God? Amen. Are you waiting for someone else to put fire in your altar by singing someone else's song? Are you depending on someone else's sermon for you to hear from God? Or 2025, this month until next year, you're going to say, Lord, I want to build a place for you to become so real in my life. Amen. All those who are sleeping, say amen. Thank you. Build an altar. Altar is so powerful, church. You know why? You know, when Elijah, right, listen to this carefully. There's a spiritual significance. More than the blessing, right, is a spiritual significance. Why? If we don't build the altar, the enemy will build its own altar in the city. That's why the Lord sent Elijah and said, Elijah, confront the people. There's a compromised altar in the city where we cannot see the move of God. How many of you want to see a move of God in this city? Lord, please help us, Lord. We want to see a move of God in our city. You know, this is what I live for. We want to see people get saved. We want to see people come to know Jesus. We want to see people transform. You know, nations come to the Lord. But the Lord looked at Elijah and said, Elijah, there is an altar that's already compromised. Confront that altar, the Lord says. That's why Elijah goes and look at the people and say, if you really want to follow the Lord, you know, you worship, you know, you follow the Lord. If you want to worship Baal, you know, Baal, right? Huh? Bola, macam tu. Baal, if you want to see Balaji, you know, you follow Balaji. You know, and Elijah confronted the altar, the first move of God. You know, the altar, one of the move of God was God said, restore the altar. And you know, Elijah confronted And say, you know, if you want to follow the Lord, you follow the Lord. If not, you follow Baal. You cannot be in two places. We cannot be in two places. And I sense in my heart, God wants us to be in a one place of building the altar of the Lord. The altar of God is pure, whereas fire falls on the altar of our hearts. The altar is not just a place, it's our heart. The altar is our heart. That's why in Romans 12, you know, Hebrew, God will always say, God said this, you know, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. How do you deal with this? Build an altar before the Lord. This morning altar, afternoon altar, everywhere you go, say, Lord, I acknowledge. How do you build an altar? Here's the key, church. This is what Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, like some of my friends. This is what Jehoshaphat said. You know, when he when the enemy came, he said, God, why am I so fat? No, it, when the enemy came, it's just a joke anyway. Yeah, I joke less than Pastor Rajan, okay? Pastor Rajan would thrash you nicely. Anyway, Jehoshaphat, this is what Jehoshaphat said. You know, he built an altar and he said, God, you are almighty. You are powerful. You have never lost any battle, God. And that's how he built an altar. What is the key, number one? Remind God who he is. Many of us go our prayer, right? We go like, God, please like give me that deal, God. God, you give me, I'll give you a tithe, you know. We go before God, focusing on ourselves. It's not, God loves that, God loves that. But I want you to shift your prayer life into a place of a praise unto the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, praise his holy. Praise God. Just praise the Lord. Just turn on worship song and say, Lord, I'm here. You know what I did this morning, guys? You know why we dance? Because 5 o'clock this morning, I was dancing in my room. Really, I'm telling you. No, I was praying and I was, look, God, what do I say? I'm feeling. God said, do you want to dance? I'm like, is that the voice of the Lord or some demon speaking? She said, Lord, I will dance like David danced. No, I'll just dance. I'll just, you know why? That's where you build your friendship with God. Just dance before the Lord, and the sermon came like that. This is easy. Pastor Daddy prepared 3 days. I prepared 3 minutes. My 25th hour of the Lord. So what I'm saying is, you know, build an altar. Tell God who is. Many of us, right, we don't tell the Lord who he is, you know. We tell God who we are, as if God doesn't know who we are. Come on. No, I tell you, church, if you want to see the 25th hour of the Lord, you need to be familiar how God works of his heart. And you, the way you do it is to actually declare who he is. He is the God of wonders. He is the God who, you know, God who never fails. He is the God, he is the miracle working God. He is the firstborn of the dead. Of the, you know, the one who died. He's the firstborn. What does that even mean? Jesus is the first resurrected man. He's a reigning king. Church, do you know Jesus is not defeated anymore? Oh God, help our church. Do you know Jesus is not defeated? He's seated in the heavenly places. Where is he seated, church? Heavenly places. Let me ask you a question. Is there a sickness in heaven? No. Better say no. Is there a defeat in heaven? No. Is there confusion in heaven? No. Is there depression in heaven? No. Is there a death in heaven? No. Is there decrease in heaven? No. Is there, I don't know what else you know to say. Is there anything wrong in heaven? I want to encourage you, if it is not there in heaven, it shouldn't be here in our church. It shouldn't be there in your life. It shouldn't be here. If it is here, it is illegal. That's how you praise God. You say, God, I don't think so. You're confused, Lord. No, God, Jesus is not. You know, we normalize things like that. I know I'm confused. I need this. I need that. No, you just need to gaze on who he is. You become like the one you behold. you become like the one you praise. Church, you become like the one you praise. You inherit the nature. You know, the breakthrough that you need is just simply praising God. Really, we make an altar before the Lord. By end of this year, guys, I pray that you will build an altar, your personal altar, and then your family altar. That you and your family will dance before the Lord. You and your dad, imagine, can you imagine Vicky and Melissa and all the people dancing before the Lord? That you and your family will have a time where you will meet with God. Amen, church. You know, when you cultivate that place of praise with God, I tell you, something begin to break loose in your lives. God will begin to release something so powerful. The 25th hour of the Lord will be released over your life. How about you build an altar in your workplace? How about you build, tell God how big He is in your workplace? I mean, Vicky, with all your dogs you have in this yard, you got 3 dogs, you know. You know, you praise God with your dogs. Hallelujah, God. You praise God with your animals. You know, you tell God, Lord, you are the God who gives us profit. God, you are the God who, Lord, increases us. Lord, you are the God. Lord, you are this, you are this, you are this. When you keep telling God who He is, I tell you, you will see the breakthrough of the God that you're proclaiming. Amen. Amen. That's you build your personal altar where your family comes together. You know, you come together to a time of glory with the Lord. And how about the church? Church altar where, you know, we come together for a time of prayer, for a time that we want to see this city get saved. How many of you desire for the city to get saved? I'm watching you as a pastor, no? And I'm jolting like that. How many of you want to see our church grow into thousands? We need to build an altar before the Lord together. We need to build an altar of the Lord. Coming together and pray for this city. Come together. We're going to pray for this city. We're going to know. You know why Christmas is coming? We want to see souls get saved. You know, we are planning 4 different outreaches in the shopping malls. And I pray all of you will be involved with that. You know, at the outreach, we're going to give at least 200 to 300 invitations for a Christmas service. For one outreach. And we have 4 outreach. We want to see people come to know Jesus in our midst. Amen. We need to come together, build an altar together. Come together for a time of prayer. It's important, church, that we build an altar before the Lord, because the altar of the Lord is a place of honoring God. Abraham honored God. Do you know when you have your altar before the Lord, God will visit your children? Remember God, you know, Abraham built an altar. Jacob built an altar. His whole generation, you will see, they were new how to build an altar before the Lord. Have you wondered why some of our kids are not walking with the Lord? Have you wondered how does this happen? Rebuild the altar in your life. Rebuild the altar of the Lord together with your family. Don't give up. When the altar comes, I tell you, when the presence of God is there, things will begin to change. I want to end by saying this. There's a man named Obed-Edom in the Bible. You know, the scripture says the Ark of Covenant were moving from the tabernacle of Moses, and David wanted to have it, the Ark of Covenant, the presence of God, to his house. And because of some incident, David said, don't let the Ark of Covenant come to my house. And he said, he was so afraid to have the Ark of Covenant because, you know, somebody, you know, the Ark of Covenant stumbled and, you know, the Ark of Covenant almost fell down. So, you know, they didn't know how to handle the presence, you know, and the person who wanted to hold the Ark of Covenant, he died. And Obed-Edom said, get the Ark of Covenant to my house. The Bible says when the presence of God came to his house for 3 months, church, for 3 months, Obed-Edom and his household were blessed. They saw a revival. Not only him, you know. His servants got blessed. Excuse me. His neighbor got blessed. Somebody get on the keys, please. Everyone for that 3 months got blessed. I want to invite you this morning as a church. We have 3 months to enter 2025. Can you have the presence of God in your secret life? Can you build your altar of your family? Because God's plan is not for your family to fall apart. Can you build your family altar? Can you build a workplace altar? Next 3 months, can you make a time where you will build altar with your family? We want to build altar, right? Well, how does the altars build? How does a place of meeting God is built? You know, symbolically, there needs to be a sacrifice. There needs to be a sacrifice. Would you sacrifice 20 minutes of your time and build an altar with your family? If your family is not here, give them a call. Say, son, I'm going to pray together with you. Pray in the Spirit. Something we do that will begin to shift next 3 months. The 2025, we will go from a place of altar to a place of tabernacle of the presence of God. Will you do that altar? Will you, every Wednesday, every Wednesday you set everything apart. Say, Wednesday, me and my house, we're going to worship the Lord. Can you make that kind of commitment, church? Will you come that kind of agreement with the Lord? Every Monday morning, everything is shut. We're gonna spend time with the Lord. Auntie Jolene, you call your son to say, I don't care what you think. I'm going to pray together with you for 10 minutes. Build an altar. Build an altar. Build an altar. How about you build an altar in your workplace? The first thing you do after this week is not turn on your computer. For 10 minutes, you just worship the Lord first. And meet with the Lord first. And I believe when we build that altar personally, something powerful will be shifted in our life. Amen. We will experience the 25th hour miracle of the Lord, and we will not miss it. Come on, stand to your feet, church. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Altar before the Lord. I want just everyone just focus on the Lord and just say, Lord, respond to this message of building an altar. If you feel tired, I sense the Lord wants to lift up fatigue. Somebody who are tired for unnecessary reasons, God's going to lift that off from you. Unnecessary reason. That's a spiritual thing. I want you, church, to close your eyes and just put your hand like this and make a commitment today. Lord, next 3 months, me and my house will build an altar. If we can build movie time together, church, if we can build anything together, we can build an altar with God. There's no excuses. If we are really going after the presence, we need to build an altar. Oh, everyone, make a commitment today. God is ready to meet you. Altar is a place you experience supernatural power of God. Are you ready to experience power of God in the altar? Uncle Siva, maybe your kids, when you build an altar here, God will touch your kids in Australia. God can do it. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Maybe you're here, Pastor, everything is fine with me. How about you build an altar for the city? You become the city gatekeepers. How about you build an altar in your church, school? Thank you, God. How about this week when we go back to our work for the next 3 months, for 10 to 15 minutes, you will make a commitment, Lord, I'm going to make an altar in that place and worship you before I start my job. I sense such a presence of the Lord in this place. Can you take a moment and just thank the Lord for His goodness in our life? Come on. We thank you, God, for your presence. You have led us this far, God. You have led us this far. Come on, let's lift your voice and we're going to just worship the Lord. Come on. Oh, we worship you, Lord. God of wonders. The one who raised the dead. The God of miracles. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's lift him up this morning. Oh, just a few moments. Just worship the Lord before we go tonight, this morning.
To God be the glory.
glory,
be the glory to God.
Let the fire of the Holy Spirit rest on this place right now. To God
be the glory for the things He has done.
Come on. Let your worship be a living sacrifice to the Lord.
He has reigned.
Let's worship the Lord and all His presence in this place. Father, we make a commitment this morning, Lord, to rebuild the altar in our life, Lord. Can you just respond to the Lord wherever you are at? Before we take communion, Father, we just pray. Give us the strength. Give us the wisdom. Give us, Lord, the zeal. Holy Spirit, help us to build a place of a meeting with the Lord in our secret life. I just sense that's going to be a place of breakthrough for many of us. For many of us, that's going to be a place of breakthrough. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone say, can you unpack your communion cup, church? We're going to take communion together. If you unpacked your cup, let's pray together. Can we do that? Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, we come before you. Lord, we pray for this emblem. We pray that you will bless this bread and the cup. Lord, as we partake, let your grace be upon us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And all God's people say, you know, Jesus took his body and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. And church, as we partake this body, let this be a place that we will make a commitment to the Lord, that God will meet us. God will meet us and we will meet God in the secret place, that our prayer life will become a place of breakthrough. Come on, let's partake the bread together. Lord, we thank you. Let's lift up the cup before the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your blood has cost us to come before your throne. Amen. We have confidence in God because we can come before the Lord, you know, because of the blood of the Lamb. I want you to take a moment and plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Come on. Plead the Jesus over your mind, over yourself, over your family, over your workplace. Come on, plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, there is breakthrough in the blood of Jesus. There's protection of the blood of Jesus. As you partake this cup, church, I pray this will be an emblem of healing and miracle for you, physically, emotionally, even in your body. Amen. Come on, let's partake the cup together. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And let's give thanks to the Lord. Can we do that? Come on. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One.
Come on.
Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
Come on, sing. Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Come on, just before we go.
With a grateful heart,
give thanks
to the Holy One. Give thanks because us is given, Jesus Christ.
Every hand lifted up to us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your presence, and we believe, Lord Father, that even as the message is being preached, Lord Father, we believe that the 25th moment is taking place in our life, starting from this day forward, Lord. And Lord, from today onwards, God, even as we leave from this place, God, we will encounter you in a greater measure, that the spirit of revelation will rest upon every single one of us, that even as we start building an altar in our secret place, we will start seeing the hand of the Lord moving in our lives and over everything in our family, in our career, Lord Father. Father, we believe you and we trust you, Lord. Father, bless your people even as we leave from this place, God. I declare over them, they are the head and not the tail. They are highly favored, they're deeply loved, and they're greatly blessed. Father, bless your people even as they go. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone say, Amen, amen, amen. Amen.